Good morning and welcome to the Schoolhouse 302. This is a part of our One Thing series. We have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Alan Sylvester, social studies teacher, veteran teacher of 12 years. What makes Alan so special is what the 302 would call a professional learner. His learning as an educator, as a person in both professional and personal life is about making him better. He has a very unique style within the classroom that's really evolved over time to maximize his effectiveness in reaching his students. He's a pleasure to watch. Seeing him engage his students is something very powerful. So remember, here at the Schoolhouse 302, our goal is to get to simple. That does not mean that things aren't complex. We just don't want them to be complicated. So welcome, Alan.
Joe, it's a great honor to be here with the 302 Schoolhouse.
We appreciate that. So let's get right to it. As you know, walkthroughs are a very common practice among educators, among administrators particularly. We want to dive into that just a little bit today. What are some things that you like about walkthroughs? What are some things, if you could improve them, what would that be? So just touch on that a little bit from a teacher's perspective.
I'll be happy to share my perspective. I'm no official expert, but I have a few thoughts and observations. And this is just for walkthroughs, whether it be a teacher observing or walking through another teacher's class or someone who's a curriculum specialist or an administrator. And one of the first things I like is if we're in an environment of a growth mindset. Several years back, you brought the mindset book to the school, and it changed my perspective on walkthroughs. Beforehand, I thought, all right, am I going to be caught being a good teacher or a bad teacher? But when we moved to a growth mindset, I accepted the walkthrough more as the administrator, whoever is trying to see what's working and how we can grow. So when that environment is set up, I think walkthroughs go a lot more with a lot more positivity. And when the school has adopted a growth mindset, the walkthrough person is seen more as a leader and less as trying to manage what you're doing. Credibility is important. A lot of times people see a classroom that's going really well and they'll think, all right, maybe that teacher has great students, but they might not notice the hard work that went in to set that all up. I think with walkthroughs, there's something similar where when somebody comes in with some credibility, it just opens the teacher's mind to be more receptive to what they can gain from it. So if you're going to be doing walkthroughs, can you have a successful PD beforehand or a great presentation to a team where when you have that under your belt, you can come through in the walkthrough, and I think the teachers are going to be more receptive to the idea of the walkthrough and what you have to say. Something I like is when the person doing the walkthrough comes in and they're confident and they're comfortable with the students. You've seen the movie E.T. and there's these FBI people from somewhere who are coming in to fix the situation. And when you do a walkthrough, I like it when people come in, it's clear they're part of the learning community. They're comfortable with the students, possibly interacting with the students. But you can tell that when someone comes in, if they're confident to be there and they're comfortable with the kids. And I think that's an important step. With walkthrough, I think the biggest tool is a thumbs up at the end, or a possible compliment, or even a note. You yourself were big of that. Professor Hagen is a big supporter of that, where at the end, just it goes a long way. Here's a little thumbs up, or a little email later saying, I liked what I saw. And I still remember my first year teaching. I don't remember the administrator's name, but there was a woman who came in, and at the end she said, all right, I can tell you were born to be a teacher. And it just gave me momentum to double down on my efforts And that took her 10 seconds, but it, you know, brought tons and tons of results. So I think that compliment can go a long way. And there is a time for constructive criticism and feedback. I think that works better with a full observation so you can see the whole picture. Walkthroughs are, you know, a snapshot of what's going on, but a lengthy observation, you can really see how everything fits together, and that gives you a better, I think, expertise to offer feedback. So the leader versus manager is important. I think there is a flip side where I like it when a administrator is comfortable being a supervisor and can give constructive feedback and is there to help me grow. So I like opportunities to grow, and I respect if they have a pointer on how to do so.
An excellent point. I think one area we're focused on right now at the Schoolhouse 302 is that this idea of engagement with teachers and the manager or supervisor or leader, you know, this is an ongoing relationship where when you're engaging your staff and your faculty, whether it's education or any organization, and you have a relationship, that two-way feedback really it should be a nice flow. So whether it's constructive criticism or a pointer or it's flat out praise, seeing you implement something that we focused on in professional development, those conversations are made much easier. We don't have a gap in our relationship because we're communicating. So really at the heart of this, there's just an element of communication. There's an element of supervisors or managers or leaders being in touch with their staff and having a good solid relationship where they can be critical when necessary. They can offer praise because the institution's goals are what's paramount, which in our case, it's all about students. It's all about their achievement and getting them to the next level. I think when that relationship is there, those conversations flow much easier.
Exactly. And with those conversations, I once heard that if it's a bad salesman, you know they're trying to sell you something and you don't want to buy it. If they're good, you know that they're selling something and you're interested. If they're a great salesman, you don't even know that they're selling you.
That's an excellent point.
And with the walkthrough, with the follow-ups, the skill is, can you get the goal, the outcome you want from the conversation and offer the improvement suggestion without causing any conflict or any hurt feelings? I think that's a skill that takes a lot of work and will be very valuable for people doing walkthroughs.
Go ahead.
My last thought is that walkthroughs, I like when it's seen as one tool of many. It's just one tool in the tool chest, not the only tool, but definitely a used tool. So finding the right balance of using it with other tools is something, when that's done, I like that a lot.
Excellent. So Alan, we really appreciate your time. Just to recap, you mentioned mindset. We believe that to be very powerful, so we agree wholeheartedly that just setting the right mindset. I love the idea of you mentioning in the difference between this notion of being caught versus, you know, no, this is a part of our everyday practice. You're not catching me do something. This is a relationship. We're all growing on both the leader side and the teacher side or the worker side. You also mentioned credibility, and I just will end on that note that all of this is grounded in the credibility the leader has within the organization, seen as an instructional powerhouse, someone who stays on top of their game, really, and is a value added to teachers. So, Alan, keep up the great work. You're doing phenomenal things, and we appreciate you.
It's fun to be here with the Schoolhouse.
Thank you.
Thank you.